better pieces. But some, but let me see. There are some that people remember. There was one where Chris Farley was trapped on a Japanese game show. Remember that one, Kenny?
I don't remember that one.
People remember that one.
I think the most famous skit that people talk about by Andy on SNL was the White Like Me episode, where Eddie Murphy.
That's true.
Got to see what it was like on a city bus when there were no black people present.
Yeah. He went around in whiteface. I guess people will remember that.
And then I think on Letterman...
kind of a Chappelle, and maybe Chappelle stole that, huh?
I think people have done variations of it. The Eddie Murphy one might have predated them.
And then on Letterman, Andy wrote a great skit where David Letterman was teaching Jerry Garcia how to play guitar.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That was a short little thing.
I think he needed to relearn after the coma, to be honest.
David Letterman's coma or Jerry Garcia's coma?
Jerry Garcia's.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's a good one.
Was he ever in a coma?
I guess so.
Drug-induced
coma?
We could do a whole show on the Eddie Murphy.
And you didn't know that?
Well, it doesn't matter. Okay, we're going to say goodbye now.
Okay, bye, caller. Okay. Before we leave, what's your name? Oh, I guess he already...
He's right, it's on board. Yeah. We could do a whole show on the Eddie Murphy White Like Me sketch. I think...
Really?
Yeah, I think it's been misinterpreted, and... it's open to interpretation.
Well, it got turned into a hilarious movie called True Identity.
Wait, there was another movie called True Identity? Because I wrote one.
Yeah.
Which one are you talking about?
I'm talking about the one that you wrote.
Oh, no, I misunderstood. I think you said hilarious.
No, I said hilarious.
Oh, well, that wasn't mine.
Yeah.
Mine sucked.
Boy, did it ever. I was one of the two people in the theater that saw it.
Yeah, it's something else I owe you an apology for. I apologize for that movie, and I apologize for being late.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey, who's this?
It's David.
Hi, David. Andy, it's
How you
David.
Guys doing?
Hey, David.
David, have you got a question for Andy?
A question? No, I just, it's first time I've listened in a long time, and I'm just driving around, and you said call in, but I could have a question.
We said call in with a question, David. Why would you call without a question?
Yeah, it's a very short attention span.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What were you hoping to...
call in with something? What was that I was calling with?
I don't know.
What?
Doesn't matter.
Call in with some...
with a question.
A question, right?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where are you calling from, David?
Sir?
Are you in London, David?
I'm in New Jersey.
All right.
Okay, go ahead.
You know what side of the road to drive on, right? We're driving on the right side of the road.
All right. Should I go left or right?
No. David, you just do what the other cars do.
No, that's my question.
Yeah, go left. Go left. Turn left, David.
Oh, thank goodness that actually was... the way I needed to go.
David's great, isn't he, Ken?
All right, David, thanks for calling.
You never know what he's going to say next.
Hi, you're on the air.
You're going to be mad at me. You know what?
Ask Andy anything.
I'm really tired right now. I could sleep right now.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry you're tired, Andy.
I bet I could sleep right now.
I can.
I bet you could. Too bad we only have 3.5 minutes left of the show.
I know. We timed it terribly.
Yeah. Yeah. I wanted to know, how do you stay so positive after all your failures?
That's a great question.
It is a great question.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I think everybody has a happiness set point, you know? And there are people that are positive and have a bright outlook on life, and they lose two legs and one arm, and they're bummed out about it for a week and a half. But then they're happy again. They're positive again, right?
Well, you got paid handsomely for your failures.
Well,
also.
It was a good. I earned a good living. But then, on the other hand, there are people
that are
depressed and look at life. The cup's half empty, and they could win the lottery tomorrow, and a year later they'd be depressed again, right,
yeah,
Kenny?
That's true.
Everyone has sort of a set point. It's almost biological.
But what about Andy Breckman? How does Andy Breckman stay so damn positive?
I honestly don't know, because my life has been one failure after another. I will say honestly, it's. If you really want to know, I mean, no clowning around, it's probably my friendship with Ken that has been like a beacon.
Is that right?
Yeah, beacon. whenever the night is dark and I'm in the valley of fear, walking through the midnight, walking through the lowest points of my life. Ken is like a light. I look at Ken and I make my way toward Montgomery Street.
I'm a shaft of light when all around is dark.
You know, there's probably a little truth to that. I'm joking around, but doing this once a week, it's kind of like therapy. It's keeping me balanced. It's important to me. And that's why being late and disappointing you really hurts. I feel terrible about it.
I wish you'd stop talking about your being late.
I know. But you should see Ken looking at me. Yeah. He won't forget.
I think you were late on purpose because you knew the show was you'd have to answer less questions.
The show was supposed to be Andy Goes to Sleep. He was late for the Go Into Sleep show.
Oh, I missed the beginning. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. All right, thanks, caller.
Oh,
But Ken handled it like a true gentleman. You should have been there.
I feel bad for Jeremiah, who wrote a newsletter based on Andy going to sleep.
We'll do it next week.
Okay.
We'll just recycle it. All Jeremiah, right. It has not been... you didn't waste a minute.
Okay, so we're doing going to sleep next week, but you got to get here at like 5:30.
I will.
So you can relax.
I will.
And at 6 o'clock, you're ready to go to sleep.
You know what? I'm going to keep my pillow and blanket here.
Okay, good idea.
Where can I keep it?
In my office.
I don't want to go upstairs. I want to go home.
I will bring it up to my office. This is WFMU East
Orange.
Don't
smell the pillow.
WFMU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and WFMU.org online. Thank you, Jeremiah.
Yeah, thank you, Jeremiah. Apologies to you, Jeremiah.
And thank you, President Pam.
Who approved this
message. Who approved this topic. And now she has a week off. Stay tuned for Weekly World Blues with Matt Fibash.
Sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A. We'll be right back.
The blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain. Let's go ahead in here. Let boys play it. Everybody dance. Do it, Sister Pink, do it. Take that thing, shake it. I'll boot that thing. Stomp that thing. Whip that box, boy, whip it. Now set 'em. Oh, set 'em, set 'em.
We'll be right back. find your wife at home. You feel good and you feel like ain't nothing going on wrong. Look at those cooks on that fiddle.
Thank you. Kaye. It's another episode of Weekly World Blues on WFMU. My name is Matt Fiveash. We're already a quarter of the way through the show, so let me get right on with telling you that you just heard Henry Red Allen and his orchestra with a jumped-up thing entitled the KK Boogie. KK, in this case, being the piano player on that one, Kenny Kersey. So how about that? The Kenny Kersey KK Boogie. Lightning Hopkins with the early morning boogie. Weird Sister Rosetta Tharpe, live version of That's All, and kicking off the program, it was Big Bill Brunzi, BBB, Not the Better Business Bureau. Big Bill Brunzi with the House Rent Stomp. Well, there it is. What do we got on the piled high on the platter over there? Oh, yes. The Lomax archive has been releasing some stuff digitally. Just recently released a volume of music from Haiti and various lullabies from all different styles of music from the Lomax archive. And one that came out a couple of months ago called Blues Unbound. And we're going to hear a selection from that one. They got a Bandcamp page, the Lomax Archive, so go check it out. And I'm told that at some point in the not-too-distant future, they will be putting out some kind of physical product as well. So keep your eyes out. All right, here we go. Did I tell you it's WFMU? This is Weekly World Blues.
Well, I feel like hollering. Don't wanna holler a lot. I got something to do with girl. Tell it to no cry. Someday it might happen to you. She's a brown-skinned woman. Dimples in her old jaw. Mm-hmm. brown skin woman. Dublin or Joe. If you ever had the blues, no matter how I feel, if you ever had the blues, no matter how I feel, like a union, ain't got no driving wheel.
Yeah, baby, tell me what's wrong. Should I love me alone? Mama, where could she be? I wonder where could she be? Wonder where could she be? Wonder where could she be?
I'm gonna take you right back in Greenwood, Mississippi. You know, me and B.B. King used to drive Tracklin in the NOLA. You know, I was driving the John Deere, he was driving the Farmore. Boy, but every Saturday night, you talking about some fun. We just used to have it, brother. So I'm gonna take you back to Greenwood. Well, not a woman I love, boy, don't be yet gone. Well, not a woman I love, baby, don't be yet gone. Well, now things don't change, you know I ain't gonna be here long. Be here long, ain't gonna be alone, ain't gonna be alone. I'm gonna be alone, I'm gonna be alone, I'm gonna be alone, I'm gonna be alone. Is he gone? She's gone, she's gone, she's gone. Oh yeah, my baby's gone. I'm gonna be alone, I'm gonna be alone. I gotta leave ya, I'm gonna be alone. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Cause I love you, I ain't gonna be alone. Doggone it. And well, my mama, she told me before I left the door. Well, my mother, she told me just before I left the door. Son, don't you be no fool. Don't be no hanging around the door. Hanging around the door. Her lover. Her lover. Her lover. Her lover, boy. It's bad. I know it's bad. It's bad. It's bad, boy, I'm telling you. Don't want you. She don't want. She don't love you. She don't love you. She don't love you. Son, she don't love you. Son, she don't love you. She don't love you, babe. All right. 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 It's all right. It's all right, babe. It's all right. It's all right, darling. It's all right, babe. It's all right, babe. It's all right, darling. It's all right, babe. All right. It's all right, babe. She said, baby, baby, baby. She said, baby. She said, babe. Oh, yeah. I hear you. I hear you. I hear you, baby. I hear you, darling. Doggone it. Talk to me. Talk to me, baby. Talk. Look out, man. I hear you. Oh, yeah. It's all right, darling. No. All right, man. Thank you.
fly. A note was there, and the door was locked. And now my heart is breaking. Never did before. She's gone away and left me. Got me walking the floor. She's gone away. She's gone to stay. And she won't come back no more. And she won't come back no more. And she won't come back no
in a country darling, boys in town. 22 kids on them, look like mine. I believe I'll have to stop dealing and leave. I'll ride them all down. Well, I done stop dealing. I believe I'll ride them all down. I'm dealing, darling, bottom of the deck. Seems like you wanna even take me west. I'm gonna stop dealing, darling, until I can ride them on down. Well, I'm done stop dealing. I believe I'll ride them on down. Yesterday, not a day before, you come today knocking at my door. I have to stop dealing, darling. Believe I'll ride them on down. You know I done stop dealing. I believe I'll ride them on down.
She could play 'em fast. what she got, she's got the... Oh, you played before, huh? The jack. She's got the... She told me she had a stripe. The... She's got the... Build a house. The jack.
Weekly World Blues, WFMU. Man, Angus Young, he could really crawl his way around a slow blues without boring you to tears. Which is more than I could say for some of his contemporaries. But anyway, that was AC/DC. Recorded live at the Atlantic Studios in New York City. With a little song about love. Entitled The Jack. Eddie Taylor, of course, did Ride 'Em On Down. Little Walter, everything's gonna be all right. Some spooky sun rockabluzzabilly there from Ernie Barton with She's Gone Away. We heard Hound Dog Taylor and the House Rockers. Levi Carr filling in for Ted Harvey on the drum kit. On that scorching live version of She's Gone, Robert Belfour did My Baby's Gone. And at the top of the set, from a collection fairly new from the Lomax archive, available digitally, called Blues Unbound, it was a piece entitled Blues Number 2, performed by Belton Sutherland, recorded, I believe, in the late 70s, and that brings us up to speed, and we got time for a couple more, so let's take a little trip now to a nice exotic locale. I'm not even going to tell you. You're going to find out when you hear this. It's Weekly World Blues, WFMU. But that ain't it. It's number 14. Nope, it ain't that one either. Gosh, am I sorry. Oh, okay. Track 8. That's the one.
Let's go. I think I want some cheer.
Right now?
No, I'll tell you when. If I should go to the liquor store, everyone here will surely know. I like champagne, but that's not the thing. Give me a bottle of rum. If the police shake me down while I'm staggering over town, I'll be right back just to look around. Let's go.
Where you wanna go?
Let's go. Across the street to the liquor store. Not a thing. Give me a bottle of rum. If the police shake me down while I'm staggering over town, I'll be right back just to look around. So let's go.
Where you wanna go?
Let's go.
Where you wanna go?
Let's go.
Where you wanna go?
Across the street to the liquor store.
Keep her doing right. happy and a win. Happy and a win. Happy and a win. Happy and a win. Happy and a whiskey and a long tall glass of wine. Yes, my TV's working and the lights down low. Real fine music on my radio. And my baby, what's on her mind? She said one thing that makes me feel so fine. Happy and a whiskey. Happy and a whiskey. Happy and a whiskey. Happy and a whiskey. Happy and a whiskey and a long tall glass of wine. Well, she drank all night, couldn't stop. Had a fool yelling and I couldn't knock her out. When the milkman called at the break of day, she was rocking on her legs and crying right away. Give me a happy and a whiskey. Happy and a whiskey. Happy and a whiskey. Happy and a whiskey. Happy and a whiskey and a long tall glass of wine. Yes, told my baby not to have no fear. Sit right down and just drink some beer. I don't care, she said, what you put down. All that I want is when you come around. Happy and a whiskey. Happy and a whiskey. Happy and a whiskey. Happy and a whiskey. Happy and a whiskey and a long tall glass of wine.
The end of that. That was Junior Parker there. Not so little after all on that one. Just doing business as Junior Parker. In the Dark. Johnny Guitar Watson doing business there as young John Watson, singing about the appetizing combination of a half pint of whiskey and a long tall glass of wine. There was also some beer. Speaking of which, the final set of the program opened, yes, with the Tough Green Orchestra, T-U-F-F Green, with Let's Go to the Liquor Store. Well, you know, you got a better idea? Hey, it's WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned. Honky Tonk Radio Girl coming right up.
This is the latest chapter in the story of sound. This is Echophonic.
And welcome to the program. My name is Becky, and this is Honky Tonk Radio Girl. I'm here every Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time, or whenever, wherever in the whole wide world, if you're listening online. And I play hillbilly records, I play country records, I play all kinds of good stuff. I play Deke Dickerson, which is what is on in the background. You know when the guitar seems impossible to play, that's probably Deke. Or Joe Mathis. I brought 45s to play for you because that's what I always do. And we're going to hear from Patsy first. You're listening to WFMU.
I know that you've been a fooling around on me right from the start. So I'll give back your ring and I'll take back my heart. And when you're tired of a fooling round with two or three, just come on home and fool around with me. Well, I wasn't fooling around the day I said I do, but many a night I wish that I'd have been a fooling too. I know it's foolish taking all this misery,
Maria, I'm off to Korea, far across the sea. It's the same old story, and it's up to old glory to win another fight for liberty. So keep the home fires burning, and it won't be long until I'll be returning. Goodbye, Maria, though I'm off to Korea. In my heart, you'll always
wasn't long ago that we met in Italy. I was a G.I. Joe and you were Bella Marie. Soon we were married, then we sailed away across the ocean blue to my home in Iowa. There we've been living, happy as can be, raising fields of corn and a small family. But now, Maria, you must be brave and smile. We're in another fight, so I must leave you for a while. So now it's goodbye, Maria. I'm off to Korea, far across the sea. It's the same old story, and it's up to old glory to win another fight for liberty. So keep the home fires burning, and it won't be long until I'll be returning. Goodbye, Maria, though I'm off to Korea. In my heart you'll always be my Marie.
The day I was born, I found a guitar pick, and I crawled across the room and found a six-string stick. I picked out a boogie, then some wicked blues, and I threw my head back and I sing out the news.